but she advised farmers to raise less corn and more hell. She also said that if one man has not enough to eat three times a day, and another man has 25 million, the last man has something that belongs to the first. Redistributionist, definitely by today's standard. She was well known as an orator. William White said that she could, that she could read the multiplication table out loud and make it seem interesting. One of these so-called prairie populace who were emerging out of the Great Plains at this time and really challenging the order. There's a couple reasons why the Great Plains became such a hotbed of political discontent, of farmers raising less corn and more hell at this time. One as actually a series of droughts that were striking the Great Plains. In the 1870s were a relatively wet decade, and farmers had pushed the plow into fairly dry areas of the central Great Plains that really didn't have enough rainfall to support agriculture. Then you have a dry period in the 1880s, and they are having a period of crisis. Another issue had to do with the money policy. The Bourbon Democrats like Grover Cleveland, as well as the Republicans, were hard currency advocates. They wanted the gold standard and hard money, but that meant deflation.